This is your opportunity to learn, but you won't be able to unless you become your own strongest critic. Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 truths to remember if you're going through hard times. Hello, ALUXers, and welcome back. In our journey, we found that times are not always peachy, and many of you will probably have to go through tough times in your own journey. So, what better way to spend our time together than by putting together a game plan for these lesser days? You'll understand that there's more than one solution to a problem you're dealing with, and you might just have the tools to solve it if you go about it the right way. Here are 15 truths to remember when going through hard times. As always, you'll find the episode notes and relevant links to everything we talk about by going to alux.com/E28. Truth number one, everything changes. It's time for you to do the same. This situation you're going through right now is the final boss for the level of your life. Everything you've been through up until this point has led you to this moment. Your life is constantly changing, and it's time for you to change with it as well. If you don't, you'll get left behind. Hardships are life's hints that maybe it's time you get off your butt and do more than you're already doing. Grow more and transform into a new person that will reap the rewards that lie ahead. Don't be scared of change, even if it comes in the most brutal of ways. For on the other side, you'll find a new you, a person who is more than what you currently are. Truth number two, everything you need to deal with this is inside of you. This problem you're currently facing is the result of your past actions meeting your current reality. Because this is your problem, the key to it also lies within you. You might not believe it because in the middle of the storm, it's hard to look within yourself for a solution, but best believe it's somewhere in there. A single realization, a single idea, or recentering of your mind and efforts can provide that solution to push through. Sometimes the results will be immediate, while in other cases, a longer period of time will be required for the solution to run its course. Truth number three, you've overcome challenges in the past. It's easy to get lost and feel like there's nothing you can do in the face of adversity. But if you look back on your life, you've had to deal with challenges in the past. Your life wasn't easy up until this point. You've had to get creative, to struggle, to adapt and improvise, but you've always managed to move forward. This time is no different. Although old solutions might not work in the same way they did in the past, there's still things you can learn from your past performance. Those answers came to you as long as you kept pushing yourself out of the uncomfortable situation. Always remember that you are even stronger than the last time you had to deal with something like this, so find that strength again. Truth number four, everything is temporary. This is one of those truths that in another situation could keep us up at night, but right now it's the light at the end of this tunnel you're going through. We love this quote and it goes like this, "Even the longest night eventually turns into day." And this has been our philosophy for the past several years. Pain is temporary. Struggles are temporary. As long as you're willing to wait it out and navigate accordingly, your boat will eventually reach the shore. Everything is temporary is such a powerful concept that allows you to even enjoy the struggle, because at some point it will free you. So why not see what you can find out about yourself while you're in it? Truth number five, other people went through the same thing. Never underestimate your power to learn your way out of a situation. If you're going through something, other people have gone through the exact same thing and came out on top. If you're serious about overcoming this obstacle, you have the power to search for them, learn about their journey, and see if maybe their solution applies to your problem as well. This is a universal key to any problem you might be facing, from relationships, to business, to sadness and depression. You'll probably face issues in many aspects of your life, but be sure there are people who have figured out what works in each case. Your job is just to keep finding and learning from them. Biographies are incredible for this. Some people went through things that were way harder than what you're going through and still managed to win. There's definite value in being inspired by their wins. Sometimes we need to be reminded about how hard life used to be in order to find the strength to win at what, in comparison, seems like a trivial issue. We strongly recommend you read Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. If you go to alux.com/freebook and sign up, you can even get the audiobook for free thanks to our friends at Audible. By the end of this book, you'll find yourself reevaluating your position. Truth number 6. Just keep showing up. It doesn't matter how hard things get, never stop. As long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other, you'll walk yourself out of this situation. There's this incredible quote that gets attributed to Winston Churchill that says, "If you're going through hell, keep going," which honestly has been our go-to quote in times of hardship. If things are not working out for you, if they're not connecting the way you expect them to, just keep showing up every single day. You're looking to leverage the law of averages here. If you try 100 times to overcome this situation, one out of those 100 solutions will work. Hopefully for you, you don't have to try 100 times to make it a reality. Truth number 7. Great things require time and effort. You didn't think this would be easy, did you? It will take more time and more effort than you've budgeted for this endeavor. You'll have to find resources you didn't plan for. You'll have to struggle and face uncertainty in order to come out victorious. Everything worth having requires this type of trade-off. There needs to be a price paid, otherwise everyone would be living this incredible carefree life. Now that you're face-to-face with this struggle, you have to make a choice. Are you willing to pay this price, or are you one of those people who will settle into mediocrity? Be careful, for some things require too big of a price to pay, and the overall transaction may not be worth it in the long run. Truth number 8. You can always ask for help. We tend to forget this. We're so used to being a lonely wolf, fighting our battles by ourselves, but we forget that only through mutual support we've come this far as a species. We are pack animals. We're packed into buildings, in cities, in our social networks, yet we forget that we have the option to ask for help if we need it. There's no shame in doing it either. Actually, it's a sign of someone who understands what it will take to overcome the struggle being faced with. Asking for help means you're wise, not weak. Here's the key takeaway from this point. Be strong enough to stand alone, smart enough to know when you need help, and brave enough to ask for it. Truth number 9. Sometimes not getting what you want is a blessing in disguise. How many of you can testify to this one? You're probably looking back on your life and realizing just how different your life would have been if some things went the way you wanted them to go back then. Life is like a Bob Ross painting. Little accidents happen and end up creating a more beautiful picture in the end. Your biggest failure could be life nudging you to take a different road it knows will lead you to what you're actually looking for. It might not make sense in the moment, but 10 years go by, and when you look back, you're thankful things went the way they did. Truth number 10. Your fate is decided by your mindset. This is a very powerful truth we want you to pay close attention to, because winning and losing is more frequently decided by what's happening inside your head than outside. Many technically superior fighters lose fights because they go into the ring with a loser's mindset. You have to keep your mindset in check. And we're not talking about the secret or positive thinking here, although there is a case to be made about being an optimist in this kind of situation. No, we're talking about maintaining focus. A well-disciplined mind can push through anything. Your mind is your most powerful weapon and tool. Very much like a sharp knife, it can cut through the ropes holding you tied or swiftly cut your flesh. You're the person with the tool. It's time to decide how you're going to use it. We have a deep appreciation for the mind and how to tame it for personal gain. We've spent over a year working on what we believe to be the most valuable product we've ever created here at Alux, Mind Mastery. And today we are once again opening the doors for purchase, as our first batch of students have finalized the experience with rave reviews. You can go to alux.com/mindmastery and get access to this premium experience. In times of struggle, we found that learning a new skill, especially one that we can leverage for the many years to come, has paid off 100-fold. Meditation for personal growth has been one of those valuable skills that allows your mind to focus on finding creative solutions to the problems you're dealing with. Plus, having us as a mentor in your ear, forcing your mind to evolve, doesn't hurt either. Truth number 11. Focus on what you can control, not what you can't. Human beings are strange creatures. We stress about imaginary situations that only live within the walls of our mind. More than 85% of what we worry about never happens. On top of that, we worry about things that are outside of our control anyway. If there isn't anything you can do to change the outcome, why even bother stressing about it? Instead, take your precious time and neurons and focus on small things you can actually do. This small shift in perspective is substantial when it comes to long-term progress and fulfillment, so keep this in mind as an actual strategy. Truth number 12. Hard times will only make your TED Talk more interesting. Even the worst moments in life can serve you in the future. The story of you overcoming from the smallest to the biggest challenge can inspire others to fight their dragons and come out victorious. This idea of living an inspiring life is dormant in all of us, yet only a few choose to use it as fuel for their life's purpose. No matter what you've been through, there's someone out there who needs to hear about the way you overcame it, and it's your duty to share it with the world. Truth number 13. You're already blessed. Everything else is a bonus. In times of hardship, it serves well to be objective about just how good things are for you. We're so obsessed with getting the new thing and the other new thing and getting the promotion and a bigger car and a better deal, a better house, that we forget to be grateful about our real wealth. You're already incredibly blessed. These are just nice to have bonuses in your life. Never take for granted the actual valuable things, because if you do ignore them in the pursuit of frugality, you might end up winning the side quests but losing the main storyline. If you act from a place of gratitude for what you already have, you'll see how life gets simpler in the best way possible. Truth number 14. What did you do that put you in this situation in the first place? Although this is not an answer but a question, it is of great importance that you face yourself in the mirror. We are more or less responsible for the things that are happening in our lives. Looking back at your past performance, you can identify a point where you made the conscious choice that led you to this moment. A choice you made to ignore an issue or act in a certain way was the first domino in a series of events that brought this upon you. We're not here to discipline you, but to urge you to really think about what you've done and what you could have done differently. This is your opportunity to learn, but you won't be able to unless you become your own strongest critic. Hopefully, this question forces you to deal with something that you've brushed under the rug. Truth number 15. There's a reward on the other side of this challenge. The last item on this list has to do with winning the game. After every boss challenge, you get a reward. You work hard, you get rich. You tell her you like her, she might just say she likes you too. You ask for a promotion, you might just get it. If you play your cards right and manage to overcome this momentary struggle, you'll find yourself reaping rewards that were out of reach before. This is how our life was designed. It's simple cause and effect. Earl Nightingale said it best when he said, "Your rewards in life will always be in exact proportion to your contribution." The bigger the giant, the bigger the reward. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.